It's the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment, Dr. Brian Affleck with Star Valley Health joining us today. Good morning, Dr. Affleck, and welcome to Star Valley.
Hi there. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Appreciate you joining us. So the new ear, nose, and throat specialist at Star Valley Health, I understand.
That's correct.
Let's get to know you some. Tell us your background. What have you been doing up to this point in your career?
Well, there's a lot of things I've been doing. I actually grew up in Idaho Falls, so not very far from here.
Yeah.
That's part of why I landed in Star Valley now, is it brought me closer to home. But once I left Idaho Falls, I did college and medical school, and then I spent 25 years in the Air Force.
Okay.
So I retired from the Air Force. I was stationed in Alaska at the time, and we left Alaska, went to Oregon for a couple of years, and then I've been in practice for about 10 years in the Boise area in Meridian, Idaho, and we've been there for about 10 years, and not necessarily looking for a change, but this opportunity presented itself, and getting close to home has been something that I've always wanted to do.
Sure, absolutely. So tell us more about your time in the Air Force. Were you practicing medicine in the Air Force?
I was. I actually trained in the Air Force, so I got to go to a medical school called Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences. It's the military medical school. It's much like the advanced degree institution like the academies, the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, West Point. So it's the medical equivalent of those, but when you're done, you graduate as a physician, a medical doctor. I was commissioned a captain. My initial experience in the Air Force was to in general surgery. So I spent a year in California in general surgical training. And then I got to spend really six fabulous years flying airplanes. So I got to fly some pretty cool Air Force jets during the next 6 years as a flight surgeon.
Nice.
And it was a lot of fun. I started in Northern Maine flying B-52s. We were a closure base at the time, so at the end of roughly 2 years, the Air Force said, you got to move, and my next opportunity was to go to Alaska. We went to Elmendorf Air Force Base, where I was assigned to the 90th Fighter Squadron, flying Strike Eagles,
okay.
So F-15Es. And in the Strike Eagle, it's kind of an interesting aircraft because it takes two people to fly it, and I was one of those two people. So they trained me as a weapon system officer, and by the time I was done flying F-15s, I was a fully combat-ready weapon system officer in the back seat, and I got to fly combat, and I got to drop bombs and do some pretty crazy things that most physicians...
Yeah, I was just going to say, for a doctor, that might be kind of unique, it sounds like.
Very much so. And, wow. But it was a lot of fun, and I loved flying. It was a lot of fun. The Strike Eagle is near and dear to my heart and all the guys that fly in it.
Dr. Brian Affleck in studio today. Well, let's talk more about what you do in the medical field now at Star Valley Health. And so the specialist for ear, nose, and throat. Tell us what all that entails.
Well, I personally think it's one of the most exciting specialties in medicine. Physicians who practice as ear, nose, and throat specialists really get to practice a very diverse range of care for patients. As the name implies, we do ears, we do noses, we do throats, but there's actually more to it than that. In my military training, I actually had the opportunity to do facial trauma, which includes facial plastic reconstructive surgery. We do big ear operations. One of the big things that I do endocrine surgery, thyroids, parathyroid surgery, and I do sleep surgery. So patients who have sleep apnea, need to have some surgical intervention, and it could be simple, like just their tonsils, could be a nose surgery, but I also do some more advanced surgical procedures that help patients who have sleep apnea, and there's a lot of patients who struggle with sleep apnea, and one of the most recent advances in sleep apnea treatment is actually a new device called Inspire. Inspire implantation is something I've been doing for the last 3 years, and I pioneered that in Idaho.
Oh, really? Yep. Okay, because I've heard of that, actually, and I don't know much about it, but that was part of something you pioneered is the word you used.
Yeah, well, I was the first ENT physician to do Inspire implantation in, okay. in the state of Idaho.
So these services sound like it's something that's it's time to have in Star Valley. It feels like it's time to not travel to your hometown of Idaho Falls to have this kind of care done.
My hometown of Idaho Falls has a lot of ear, nose, and throat specialists, but there are a lot of people, even in a small town like Star Valley, that need ENT care.
Absolutely.
And that's why I'm here.
Dr. Brian Affleck in studio this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up. Dr. Affleck, thank you for your time today. How do people get in touch with you? Do they work through their family physician or what? How does that work?
So we can see patients with a referral or without. Sometimes insurance requires a referral, but if they just call Star Valley Health and ask for the ENT clinic, we are right there and we want to help you. That's why we're here.
Perfect. Any connections with the Air Force anymore, or is that time gone?
Well, I'm retired, so I still have connections. I have an ID card. I take care of a lot of veterans, and I keep my connections very tight with my Air Force. And even though there's inter-service rivalries with the Army and the Navy and the Air Force,
sure,
I love veterans, and I've got to take care of a lot of veterans when I was in my last practice in Meridian, Idaho.
Very good. Well, I got to ask you this because I think you're the first actual Air Force pilot that I've had in the studio. So the movie Top Gun, especially the new one that came out with Tom Cruise, the most recent one, is all that, how much Hollywood is in that and how much of it's real?
That's a really great question. Let me just correct you a little bit. I'm not a pilot. I was a weapon system officer. But in Top Gun, my job, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
I was Bob. So Bob is the job that I did, and, and even though that's his name, but he was a weapon system officer. So he's a backseater, and his job was to not to fly the airplane, but to get bombs on target. So the pods that he did, the laser that he was supposed to fire that went when they'll use the term dead eye.
Uh-huh.
It means your pod isn't firing what it's not doing what it's supposed to do. But my job was Bob's job, and Top Gun Maverick brought back more memories than I can tell you.
Oh, I can imagine.
But it's real. That's exactly what we did. And our job in the squadron that I flew in Alaska, that is exactly what our mission profile was. We fly low levels. We get into where we want to drop bombs on target and get out of Dodge. That was our job.
That was it.
And we were good at it. And that's exactly what they did on Top Gun Maverick. Right. That was our job.
Well, Dr. Affleck, I'm sure we could talk for hours here, but we'll call it good for today. Thank you again so much for your time and welcome to Star Valley.
Thank you very much. It is awesome to be here.
Dr. Brian Affleck this morning on the Weekday Wake Up with the SVI Radio Network.